Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back, Leroy Butler going to join us later on, I believe in the 4 o'clock hour. Leroy Butler will be here. Boys, welcome back. Happy Monday. How's everybody rocking and rolling?
Well, you know, I still here, got a job, made it through the weekend.
Made it through the weekend.
Lord knows I thought maybe I'd come in this morning with a pink slip after, you know, the little slip up the other day, and thank God I'm...
Now I would.
That's your job.
I'm always thinking that they're just going to not like. I'm going to get into the building, get here to the building, get all my stuff ready to go, and push the key fob and just.
Well, I mean, not to that extent. I mean, they call you in, but you know, after a little mishap I had, maybe you thought that you know, something could have happened. You know, and I'm thanking you for, you know, pushing buttons and stuff like that.
Hey, just doing my job. Glad I did it right
on top of it.
You know, the nice thing is I go through Gary doing his thing on Friday. And then the Castellane Spare Time Bowling Show happens Sunday morning from 9 to 10, and you can go back and listen to the podcast. And Rob Stone, professional play-by-play guy at Fox Sports, he decides he wants to test the dump button on me during the show. So I had to hit the dump button on the bowling show on Sunday morning as well.
Wow.
Happy Sunday. You go to church after that?
No.
Here's the difference between me and what's his name?
Rob Stone.
Everybody in the building knew I did. I don't know if Ben Peter knew Rob Stone did.
Because the commissioner of the PBA Tour tweeted out the quote with the swear word in it after he did it.
So
that didn't help.
I got to start watching bowling. I didn't know it was that kind of a show.
That was quite entertaining.
Well, we got, boss?
We got Mark Lazary getting fined $25,000.
And deservedly so.
Right away. Tweets out or talks last week about Anthony Davis, saying that those are the kind of players that he would like. The Sporting News had the quotes. We'll have Sean Devaney from Sporting News on around 4:48, talk about that and more about the first place Milwaukee Bucks back on the floor on the road tonight in Chicago. And we start with the Milwaukee Bucks, Stevie, and some conversation with the Bucks on Yahoo Sports earlier today. And once again, we'll talk to Henry Bushnell of Yahoo Sports. Had a great piece on earlier today. It's at 1057fmthefan.com and our Twitter and Facebook pages as well. Talking about where the Bucks organization has come from picking second when they drafted Jabari Parker, winning 15 games in a regular season, and having fans come to the arena with bags on their heads, which frankly I did not remember.
I did not remember that day
until I read the article.
I was on remote, and they all came to me after they did it. They all came to me.
Look, Sparky, look what we did.
I think we were at, what's the name of the place that we were
was
at?
Was that the one across the street, center?
No.
Okay.
It was on Water Street. Gary, what was the name? Oh, you're not going to remember.
I'm not going to remember, cuz.
Oh, my God.
It was on 3rd Street?
We did all of our post-game shows there, and I cannot, no, it's on Water Street. On Water Street, and I cannot think of it as a tiny,
Brothers,
long...
McGillicuddy.
No. You definitely would not know it.
So they're closed by now.
Yeah.
Okay. So otherwise, I've spent countless dollars.
Whatever, doesn't matter. So, so we were there, and all those guys came in, and it was... I knew pretty much all of them that did it, for sure. Yeah, no question about that. Dan, who's quoted in the article, I've known him for quite a long time as well. And
so these were Sparky soldiers?
I mean, Gary and them had their feud back in the day when they were real GM guys or whatever. They'd all go back and forth and argue. Him and Cliff and the real GM guys would argue
What's
all the time.
What's real GM guys and SaveOurBucks.com guys? Are they same people?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much same group of people.
That's right, real GM. That was online stuff we used to do back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they would always go banter back and forth. So those guys would always come to wherever I was for post-game show and hang out and drink and always show up at all of our draft parties and me and Mike Maxey would do and all that stuff. So, yeah, not really all. I remember that day exactly when they did that. Now, let's talk a little bit about more about that Yahoo article. And we'll have Henry Bushnell, who wrote the Yahoo Sports article, coming up at 2:48. Within that article, maybe Tosh could pull it up. But he can read you the quote from Mark Lazar and Wesley Edens. But in that piece, it was interesting because they were asked, both Edens and Lazary, about, hey, man, like, you going to be able to bring all these guys back to make it a long-term thing? Because if so, you're pretty much going to have to go into the luxury tax. And that is something we've been talking about on this station for quite a while. Whether or not this ownership group would be open to going into the luxury tax. And if they are, then sure, then you can bring all of it. Now, talking about Save Our Bucks guy, Paul Henning had this quote from Brian Windhorst that he just tweeted out. Now check this out, Gary. Mm-hmm. Quote, nobody's talking about the fact that Milwaukee has a max salary slot this summer. If a free agent wanted to play with Giannis for one of the best coaches, they would take that meeting. They're in the game. Talking about being in the game for whatever free agent that they may want to be in on. Now, obviously, that has to mean that they would be out on Chris Middleton if that is something that they decided to do. That's how, at least what I would think that means, you know, looking from my perspective on it, that you go get a max salary guy, that I would assume that would be it for Chris Middleton. Now, when you look at it from that perspective, now Chris Middleton's long-term future becomes a little bit more interesting. Because now you start talking about who's available in free agency and who would you rather have. I mean, I don't know about everybody else here, but, you know, Durant, Mr. Emotional, he's going to be out there. I don't know if I want to deal with all that, but he's a hell of a good basketball player. And boy, oh boy, him and Giannis and the Milwaukee
media.
That
would be fun.
The Milwaukee media. I mean, come on. He'll be fine. So you would have Durant and Giannis. That would be really, really dangerous if they decided to do that. Kyrie, if he were to consider something like that, coming to Milwaukee and playing with Giannis, that would be interesting. So, I mean, there are guys. Kawhi Leonard, there's another one. You know, if he'd want to come to Milwaukee, I don't know, obviously.
Defensively, you would be outstanding if you added Kawhi Leonard into that backcourt.
Because then you start asking yourself, okay, so of all these guys that are available, are they all better than Chris Middleton, and would you consider it? Now, if they go, no, we're not interested in those guys, because we know Mark Lazary is, but no, we're not interested in those guys. We're going to just bring back our guys. Those superstars can sign somewhere else. We'll go with that second-tier guy in Middleton, and then we'll also try to get Bledsoe back and Brooke Lopez back and go from there. Now, I don't know if Bledsoe wants to be here long-term. My guess would be no, but who knows? So let's talk about those comments made there in the Yahoo article about Edens and Lazary when asked about the luxury tax.
So if you bring up and bring back all four, as Bushnell says here on Yahoo.com, Milwaukee might have to cross the projected $132 million for the luxury tax. It would be just the second time in team history they have. And Wes Edens says, I can only say personally, we're in it as a partnership, but my answer is absolutely to would he be willing to go into the luxury tax. Now, he will be out of primary control at the end of the year, so Mark Lazary's comments are a little bit more telling. He says, we'll figure it out. I think right now it's a bit early. We're going to see how everything goes. It's going to be a function of how well we do in the playoffs. Let's say we win the NBA championship. Would you argue that we should keep the team together? Yes. Let's say we get knocked out in the first round. Then we have some questions. Right now, we're either the best team in the league or the second best team in the league. That's great. That's the regular season. So let's see how we will play in the playoffs, and then I think it's easier for us to make those determinations.
See, and that is the thing that is a lot different for me. Eden says he's in personally. I'm good. Let's do this. Lazary, who's going to be in control of the situation, not Eden's, at least that's how we all believe it to be, he says, Well, if we don't do really good in the playoffs, then I'm not so sure I want to spend all my money on going into the luxury tax, which is something very similar to what Eric Name said. I think Name said it almost word for word of what Lazary said in that quote. It's how Eric Name of The Athletic said it, what was it, last week, 2 weeks ago, here on The Big Show.
And it'll be on tomorrow at 3:48.
I am 100% on board with Mark Lazary's way of doing this. It's completely dependent on what they do in the postseason. Because, again, like Gary has said in the past, you know, if Middleton goes and wins with Giannis the NBA Finals and they're a champion, how do you not pay Middleton as much money as Middleton wants to bring everybody back and make this thing work? If they get bounced in the second round of the playoffs in the quarterfinals to Boston, Philly, or Toronto, then are you sure this is the team that you want to continue going forward with if you're going to see these other three teams more than likely moving forward as well? And that really is a big thing. So I'm on board with Mark Lazary on this one. It's totally dependent on what they do in the postseason for me.
Gary, we'll get your answer after the break. I got to run down just how much stuff we have here on the rundown because, I mean, it's just packed up. And I want to make sure that I give you the full just desserts right after you tell us about your good friends. Gina Della, who was one of the best at installing windows and also just being a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks. I know Tim Allen said that he was at the game on Saturday night, sadly. And he saw Gina Della running down the ramp. And all of a sudden, Tim Allen's girlfriend goes, holy, I think that's Gina Della.
Gina Della from Pella. Guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process. And right now, they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payments until June of 2020. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. Guys, don't worry about the cold. The Pella team installs year-round. So call 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PelloWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months and tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Gary and Leroy sent you.
Just a bunch of basketball stuff with Sean Devaney of the Sporting News at 4:48. Henry Bushnell of Yahoo Sports writing an article about the Bucks' quote, miraculous turnaround from a 15-win team just a few years ago. He comes up in about 30 minutes from right now, and we'll also talk about a baseball player turned football player might have some commitment issues, and, well, one player already signed a contract in the NFL, and it might be the most important contract that gets signed in this offseason. Wendy's Big Show back here on The Fan. Big Show right here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, former Badger, Packer running back, in the studio, 2 to 6, taking you home every single day here on The Fan. You figured it out, Sparky.
Yeah, I did.
Cracked the code.
Yeah, I went to Billie Jean, who's been here as long as I've been here. It was Fitzgibbons on Water Street. Fitzy, the owner, who last check had opened up another bar down in the area. But Fitzy, yeah, boy.
I want to drink with Fitzy.
Yeah, you would.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, you all would have had a good time back in the day. Oh, I don't think he's drinking anymore. At least at last check, he wasn't drinking. Zach tweets at The Fan. Love you guys at The Fan. I'm guessing he didn't read the Yahoo story and is clueless on what's going on like most people on Twitter. I'm so sick of Twitter. Love you guys at The Fan, but this makes no sense. Quote, if we don't do well in the playoffs, let's not pay more to get better. Let's just keep sucking. Makes no sense to me. Well, go talk to your Bucks owner who's going to be in charge of this franchise after this year because he's on the same board as everybody else. And that's where we're at on this deal, and that's where it comes from. So, Zach, if you don't like that idea, then by all means, email the Bucks and ask to talk to Mark Lazary and see what you come up with because Mark Lazary is in that boat. And I tend to get down with that. I'm not overpaying Chris Middleton or anybody else on this roster if I don't feel that when together they can do what we're asking them to do. If I feel, and Brian Windhorst apparently pointed it out earlier today, the Bucks have a max slot. So now it's not, oh boy, if we don't get Middleton, we're screwed. Now you can entertain other free agents before you decide whether or not you want to sign Chris Middleton.
Makes that trade for Mirotić so much better. You free up the extra cap room that you cleared the, what was it, near $20 million that they got rid of out there?
Right.
And in the George Hill deal when you got those big contracts out of the way. Gary, if the Milwaukee Bucks, is their ability to go into the luxury tax dependent on how they do in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, agree with the same thing that Steve said wholeheartedly. You know, why wouldn't you? Depends on where you are, right? If you're, you know, I mean, Steve broke it down. I mean, geez, that took words right out of my mouth. What's the phone calls always say?
At 414-799-1250?
No, what they always say. Oh, Steve stole my thunder.
Oh, stole your thunder.
Yeah,
yep.
they always say that.
They do like that one.
Yeah, it is. It's depending on the success of the team and how they're doing. And, you know, I just think when you look at the Bucks, where you want to go and pay the money at. And if you're there, spend the money.
So you have the max room. So if Chris Middleton does get that offer and comes back to Mark Lazary and says, hey, guys, we were just wherever. We got swept out of the Eastern Conference Finals. We won two games in the Eastern Conference Finals. We won two rounds in the NBA playoffs. Wherever it is there a dollar amount that you can attribute to him being to keeping a nucleus together, at least keeping a chemistry together? Because, I mean, being in the locker room, understanding that football is different than basketball and how those guys affect the game. But does some of that camaraderie, the cohesiveness
well, right now,
of the group,
right now,
does that earn you money?
Well, right now, if you look at the Bucks, I think it's still about chemistry, their makeup of their team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're more of a sum of their parts than anything else.
That's probably a better word for it than I had.
Yeah. And I think, so you want to keep that together as much as possible. I mean, they got some decisions to make. But I think it all depends on how they say. I mean, because we're going to get into something that's a little about 4 o'clock. But if you look, you know, down the road, and if they get to the championship game, you're going to have to pay some of these guys, and you're going to have to pay to keep some of these guys. I'm not even saying win the championship game. If you even get there, you got some tough decisions to make. Now, let's say a guy like Middleton, if he doesn't play well, I think it's probably more than not, I think is the writing's on the wall for him if he doesn't
sure.
play as well as he should, meaning that, you know, he may not come back or they may not sign him. He may not get the contract that he wants here in Milwaukee. But I think you have to, if they get to the championship game, you have to reward him. Now, one could be said Eastern Conference Final. For the Milwaukee Bucks, that's still a step in the right direction. How much do you put on that?
So you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and you mm-hmm. get swept by Boston or Philly.
No, sure. It can't be swept.
Not Toronto because Kawhi Leonard's a free agent.
Yeah.
But say it's Boston or Philly.
Not swept. I think if you take them, is it seven?
Mm-hmm.
If it goes to seven, I think you've got to still look at your roster and say, well, you know, we're almost there. One game
sure.
away. Now you become the Brewers, right? One game away.
And it can be a rallying cry for the guys into the offseason to
yeah.
make sure that you're working harder and
exactly.
and not falling that mm-hmm. close. I fall more in line with Wes Edens in this. And if the question is, in Henry Bushnell's article, who we're going to talk to here in about 20 minutes, says, would the owners be willing to go into the luxury tax of right around $132 million next year to keep this Milwaukee Bucks team around? He says, absolutely. I'm always for spending the money to make my team better,
sure.
primarily because for these business guys, Sparky, they've seen what winning basketball is doing to Fiserv Forum and the entire Milwaukee area, that the brainchild that they came up with. They've had close to three quarters of their games be sellouts. If I'm going to spend the money, there's no better time to do it when the fever is in the middle of fourth and sixth.
I don't believe if you spend luxury tax money, you will make money for the Bucks. I think if you spend luxury tax money, you're going to lose money, period. I just and if I'm wrong, somebody from the Bucks can call and tell me if I'm wrong, but if you go into luxury tax the way that some teams have done in the past and pay like Dan Gilbert in Cleveland, I don't think he was making money. I think he was losing money. So, but he was doing it because he wanted the championship in Cleveland mm-hmm. and everything came that comes with that. And if the Bucks do it, I think it would be a similar situation of you want to be the saviors. You want to have championship rings on your fingers at the end of the day and be the ownership group in a small market that showed that you can win an NBA championship.
Yep.
In that Yahoo piece, it talks about one of the games I'll never forget. They were playing the Bulls the first year that the new ownership group was in place, and Peter Fagan was there. And as he called it, a sea of red. And that's exactly what it was a sea of
yep.
red. And I remember doing a post-game show, after that game, and I was across the street, and the entire bar was Bulls fans. Like, the entire bar. Like, they were doing Bulls chants in that game during that game. Wow. And I was just besides myself, depressed by how bad it was. I didn't know that he, you know, called all the executives in or whoever he called in and said, we cannot allow this to happen. We've lost a generation of fans. This has to stop. This has to stop. And then within that piece, talks about how they just went all out. They started doing things, you know, the block parties, going all over with the caravans and the buses around the state.
They had to.
They had to re-energize a base of people in this state that had checked out on their organization for quite some time and figure out how to get them back. And it appears now that that is exactly what is going on. That's what we're talking about here, is they were able to get this going in the right direction. And in order to make all this possible, I don't want to short them any, but Giannis helped make all of this possible at the end of the day. I mean, without Giannis being that transcendent player, if Giannis doesn't improve much from year two, let's say, of his NBA career to now, and just doesn't really ever take that next step or two or three, you're still talking about the same thing. You're still talking about half-full arenas. You're still talking about a team battling to try to get into the eighth seed, and nothing much has changed. Giannis becoming that superstar is what really not only put you on the map in the state of Wisconsin, but really changed the way this franchise was going to go going forward.
And they also give a lot of due credit to Herb Cole. And in that same vein, this doesn't happen in Wisconsin outside of the money factor that Herb Cole put up to make sure that the team stayed in Milwaukee. And we remember all that good stuff. But for me, if I'm an owner, Gary, and I'm a businessman, I've been in New York, I've made millions of dollars for myself, I have private jets, I can do anything I want, I'm looking at this simply from a business standpoint, and I don't think Wisconsin's ever been more ripe for the taking. The city of Milwaukee is energized with the Milwaukee Brewers. Our seasons don't conflict outside of playoffs, and people are going to watch us in the playoffs. I'm not worried about that.
Right.
And the Green Bay Packers just coming off two of the worst years they've had in almost three decades. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to spend money, it doesn't matter what we do in the playoffs. If I can benefit my team and I got to pay the extra money, I'll do it.
Well, that's a great way to look at it, because I think if you look at even Badger basketball right now, Marquette basketball,
sure,
you got two basketball programs, girls over at Marquette, are doing well. I mean, you know.
Packers, both Marquette programs in
and,
top
you
two.
Know, the Packers right now are a product of not being good, so there's also always going to be hype there because it's the opposite end of the hype, mm-hmm, but it's still a lot of noise. I think that the Bucks have an opportunity right now to try, if it all works out, is try to build on the success that they've kind of garnered here. You talked about Giannis. You're right, Steve. But what's the GM they let go?
John Hammond.
John Hammond.
In Orlando.
Yeah, also gets a ton of this, too. I mean, you'd love to see, we talked to John here last week, but a couple weeks ago, you'd love to see John kind of finish it. I mean, Steve called him Trader. Did you call him Trader John?
Trader John, yep.
Yeah, to see this through. But there again, we know who Giannis is tied to. And the Bucks are in a precarious situation, and that they just need to try to figure out, let's just get through this year and see where the chips fall. I mean, there is a lot of question marks after this year, most certainly. But they got an opportunity to really write their own script here.
Yeah, go ahead, Billy.
On one side, you have an owner that is willing to spend all the money possible to get a winner. On the other, you might have maybe a little bit more fiscally responsible, conservative guy in Mark Lazary, who's going to take over for the next 5 years. Who do you side with? 414-799-1250 or live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox.
We have to get to a sports flash here, but some news coming out about the NFL schedule. And it looks like the NFL season, according to John Orend of the Sports Business Journal, will start at Soldier Field with the Bears taking on the Packers. The Patriots then would move to...
On Thursday night?
Right, Thursday night.
Because it's the 100th
season
of the NFL, and the Green Bay Packers and the Bears are the oldest team.
Correct. Okay. So they'll get Thursday night, and then the rematch of Patriots-Kansas City possibly might happen on Sunday night then.
Nice.
Instead. But Thursday night, it looks like, as of right now, according to the Sports Business Journal, it'll be the Packers at the Bears at Soldier Field. To start the season on Thursday Night Football. That's pretty cool.
Unofficially, the Wendy's Big Show will be in Chicago at a bar across the street.
You
just
are
frying Bears fans.
You are just always about traveling. You just
I think we gotta be amongst the people,
let's go.
Man. We got some fun guys. People like us. People want to meet us. Hang out.
You're assuming a lot.
Oh no, I don't think so. I think we're a cool group of guys.
People want to hang out with him. I think he's just assuming a lot.
Well, no, not me, but Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, for sure.
Well, those two, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
And we bring the party with us whenever we are the party when
we
show up.
Steve don't like people, though. I mean, he ain't trying to do all that.
Don't need Twitter followers either, like I always say.
Right. He ain't trying to do all that.
Right. No, but I could use tequila followers. I think that's more important.
Now.
That's more what we're looking for.
Hey, now.
Wendy's Big Show back after this. Free and clear on a Monday. Henry Bushnell joins us from Yahoo Sports coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. This is Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Gary Ellerson, across the way. Still across the way. Glad you're back, man. Appreciate it. We're fired up for you. We were a little concerned. But everything's all good. Did you get a talking to at all or no? Just free and clear. We're on our way.
Yeah, free and clear.
Nice. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show here tonight after the Bucks take on the Chicago Bulls
without
Nikola Mirotic. But there's also no Jabari Parker in that game anymore.
Correct.
Which I thought was funny as we tie all this stuff together with Henry Bushnell's article up at Yahoo Sports talking about the Bucks turnaround from the 15-win season. They're doing this all, guys, without the byproduct of losing 15 games in 1 year. And that's Jabari Parker. You let him walk. I mean, you didn't trade him for any draft picks or anything. Didn't work. Got hurt twice. You let him go. And he's now on another team, his second team in a year. And you're the best team in the NBA. I think it just makes it even more a little bit insane just to think about where the organization has come since the ownership change.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed quite a bit from the arena to the practice facility to live block, the whole business side of things and how it's changed now. I had somebody tell me the other day that season ticket prices they got, the renewal slip for whatever else, was going up like 21% for next year or something like that. So you're going to pay through the nose for that. Brewers tickets, I believe they're going up too, so or have gone up, whatever.
Should, though.
So I they have a, what, 98% season ticket renewal. So prices are going to continue to go up. I saw people getting all bent out of shape during the Super Bowl. Talking about how, why is it that our Milwaukee sports teams can't have concession stand prices like they do in Atlanta, you know, with the $5 burgers and whatever else that they got going on there? Why can't we have that more like that in Milwaukee? Because everybody thought that Atlanta was going to suffer when they did that, but they made more money than they made in several years, apparently, doing it that way. So you have all of that going on. But listen, what comes with success, unless you're Cleveland with $5 parking, but normally what comes with success is prices go up, right? Now, Cleveland's the only one maybe you can't say that about with LeBron. They chose not to do much of anything, it doesn't sound like. But here, you definitely are going to have that. And if that means there's more corporations going to games with their tickets or whatever the case may be, then that's what it is. This is going to be more like a large market audience than what it was before. And that's just how it goes. We can go back to the 15-win season where there were empty seats everywhere and you could get tickets for a quarter, but when tickets were for a quarter, 50 cents, you still weren't going anyhow. So
you couldn't get people to go with you with free tickets.
Correct. Right.
And now the feel is you have to pay to be at a Bucks game. You're not going to be able to go to any random grocery store or convenience store and pick up some tickets. But now, that's like you said, you got to pay because the product's better, and it just lends to Wes Edens being smarter than everybody else, saying, I'm just going to spend all the money I can right now to make sure that we get a winner because people are finally coming to Bucks games. And downtown is finally a fun place to be after a Bucks game because there were so many different times you, as we talked about being down at bars.
Yep.
If people didn't know you were going to a bar after a Bucks game, all right, wait till all the college kids show up at midnight because otherwise it was a ghost town down there.
Right.
Right.
And now you have the opportunity. I'm not willing to wait and make sure that there's a pinnacle of you need two games in the Eastern Conference Finals or you need to win two rounds or you need to beat the Boston Celtics by 26 for me to pay the luxury tax, Gary. I'm willing to do it if I need to.
Well, no, you need to be there right now. I mean, you're probably as close as you've been in a long, long time. I mean, you got to Yeah, you know, but see, the Bucks, like I say, it's just about how they finish. Because they got you got Bledsoe, you got Middleton. I mean, you just got so much unsureness with players and how much you want to pay them. And so, I mean, it all depends on the results at the end of this year.
Do you, Sparky, have any feeling that there won't be – I don't want to say if there will be reservations from Bucks fans when whatever the outcome is at the end of the year – but do you believe that there will be a hesitation to then continually buy in year after year after year? Or as long as 34 is in the building, this is going to be the feel it is to be a Bucks fan?
No, not necessarily. I think 34 gives you the feeling that you're in the playoffs every year no matter what. I think 34 gives you that feeling for sure. As far as competing for a championship, no, you're still going to need another player or two with him at a high level in order for that to work. Whether it's Middleton and Bledsoe or whether it's two other players at a high level, you're going to still need pieces around him. He's not going to be able to do it by himself, Superman or not. He is going to have to. He's going to need some help in this whole deal. And I think what we have to figure out is how to appreciate what's going on right now and try not to look forward to the summer. And I am as guilty as anyone as far as looking too far ahead and being Bucks fan and going, oh, no, the other shoe's going to drop this summer and this is going to be the only year we have. I literally said out loud to somebody, I don't remember who it was, I said, I really hope this isn't a Big Three situation where they had a one-year run to the Eastern Conference Finals with Ray, Glenn, and Sam, and then that was it. And they never had a run after that. It was a one-year run, and after that it got blown up. And they were never any. I'll be beyond livid if that happens.
Crushing.
It could be.
Right.
Well, you just think about.
Oh man,
it could be.
And
I don't want to think about that. I'd rather just enjoy the moment.
Right.
And not
that's
worry
what
about
I said
it.
Earlier. I think we just need to enjoy where we are now with this team. But most certainly, it could be.
I think this team needs a song, like the 01 team had the Light It Up song. The teams in the 80s had the Green and Growing.
No, that was the 70s.
That was the 70s teams. There, they won a championship. I think we need a song. And maybe some weird young radio guy might just have to come up with one. So if anybody knows one, let me know. Otherwise, I could get my boy Ray Nitty, Milwaukee rapper. Maybe he'll come out and help me out.
Oh, Ray Nitty. Oh, yeah.
You think you would?
Oh, Nitty. Yeah. That's my guy.
That's my guy. He had the main place. You got a donk.
Yeah.
That place gets up, especially when you're on Water Street. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it gets too lively when you throw a house party.
Oh, yeah.
And you call J&J Contractors because you put like three or four holes in the wall.
Oh, guys, hey, listen, Neri Spring Show goes on next Friday through Sunday at State Fair Park. My good friends, J&J Contractors, they've got two booths. The exterior booth is number 919, and the interior booth is 914. Go out and check my good friends out at J&J Contractors. You can see what they really are all about. Neri Spring Show goes on next Friday through Sunday at State Fair Park. J&J Contractors has two booths. Exterior booth is 919. Interior booth is 914. Stop by and tell them that the boys from the Big Show sent you.
Henry Bushnell joins us from Yahoo Sports next. Discuss the miraculous revamp change of the culture of the Milwaukee Bucks and his article up at 1057FMTheFan.com. Hear it next here on The Fan. Show's back. Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will be with you tonight after the Bucks take on the Chicago Bulls for the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Gary Yellerson, former Badger Packer running back. Myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch with you here until 6 o'clock on The Fan. Right now we hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and join our man Henry Bushnell from Yahoo Sports. Had an article on Yahoo Sports earlier today. It's linked at 1057FMTheFan.com about the miraculous turnaround of the Milwaukee Bucks. Henry, really appreciate the time on short notice earlier today.
No problem. Glad to be here, guys. Thanks a lot.
Henry, the first thing that I want to thank you for the article, reminding me of some of just the absolutely horrendous moments that we saw at the BMO Harris Bradley Center in that time. I had forgotten about the bags on the heads game, but my man Sparky here was actually hanging out and partying with the guys that did it after the game.
Yeah, I was doing a post-game show in downtown Milwaukee, because in Milwaukee, for all these years, nobody even did a call-in post-game show outside of us. So I was doing a call-in post-game show, and all those guys all came over by where I was broadcasting immediately after they did that game. And that group of guys was also part of the whole Save Our Bucks deal as well when that started going, when they were trying to get a new arena built here in Milwaukee.
Yep, absolutely. And as I understand it, that was certainly not the only low point of the, you know, so I'm not from Milwaukee originally. I haven't, you know, followed, it's not like I've followed Milwaukee sports my whole life, but, you know, it was interesting digging into this to just go back into a lot, an era where I imagine a lot of you guys experienced it up close and personal. There just wasn't much hope for a championship contender at all.
Well, that Bulls game that's referenced in that same article, I was doing a post-game show across the street that night, and the entire bar was filled with Bulls fans after that game. And I was at that game before I went across the street to do the post-game show, and they were doing chants for their own guys during that game.
At the free throw line, they chanted
yes.
MVP for Derrick Rose.
I mean, it was absolutely insane.
Yep, and you know, it's interesting because so Peter Fagan, the Bucks president, and some of the other guys that came with him, one of the guys I was talking to was telling me that so they had come from in a past life they'd worked for the Knicks,
MGM,
and they had been on the other side of that when they would go to play the New Jersey Nets in Jersey, where it was you know all Knicks fans flooding in, and then the second home game to see that, you know. To be on the other side of it for the first time, just to talking to them, it sounds like it really was jarring for them. And Fagan is he's very personable, very nice, but he also has like a fiery side to him. I can imagine, you know, being in the meeting after that game, just what it was like. You know, it's just like a determined, you know, striving to be better. Like this absolutely has to change.
And the crazy part about it is not only did they get it to change, but then they had the benefit of the John Hammond draft pick of Giannis, and if he doesn't progress from year one and year two to the superstar that he is now, it may really not be that much different, even with everything they did.
Right, and that's, you know, that when I was going into this story, that's really one of the key questions that I tried to approach and that I tried to, you know, maybe there's not a definitive way to answer it, but to try to discuss it, whether, like, how much of this would be improved? Is this just all Giannis? Would it be better even if Giannis didn't exist or hadn't been picked by the Bucks? And obviously Giannis is the single most important, you know, person in the revival, because in the end fans aren't going to show up. Like if this team were, you know, if they were battling for an 8 seed and just didn't have much hope of, you know, contending, then maybe fans probably would have shown up. You know, new arena, a bit of buzz around just seeing a new building that is pretty darn nice. But then it would have tailed off. But now you've seen, like, they're going to sell out every game the rest of the season. And probably, you know, they're going to start next season selling out games. Giannis is the reason that it's real. The question is how much all the other stuff matters. And I think hiring a third team chef doesn't matter in itself. But I think my takeaway from reporting the story was just that all these incremental behind the scenes differences and improvements, piece by piece, they build up and they make this kind of thing sustainable. Whether that's in, you know, convincing a player like Giannis to stay because there's infrastructure around him, or if it's just, you know, it after Giannis's Bucks career is over or whatever. Then that baseline that you fall back down to isn't as low. And the other thing is just that the owners have shown they're willing to commit resources to all these things, whether it's behind the scenes or whether it's the players. And that's really what I think the key is beyond Giannis.
Well, no doubt. And I think John Hammond, though, I don't get talked about, you know, he's the one that made the draft pick. And
yep. What
was he? Was Giannis 15th, I believe?
Was it?
Now, and then took Thon Maker, I believe, at 10th. That didn't work out so well, but you hit on one of those guys, could be a transcending player, John Hammond did.
Right, exactly, and that's what you have to do. You take those gambles rather than take the, you know, sure thing, six-man, or, you know, decent NBA starter. You take the gambles, and you hope that you hit on one, and that's exactly what they did.
You know, the other thing about this is you get in that whole conversation about luxury tax and so forth, and the transition of ownership that's going to happen here with Eden's having the final say right now, and then Lazary eventually getting the final say, and how both of the quotes that they had kind of differ from one another, And really, the only quote that really matters at the end of the day will be Lazarus, because it's going to be his deal.
Right. And I think, you know, I think they might have interpreted the question. I asked the same question to both of them. They might have interpreted it in a different way. Like, I think Eden saying they are absolutely willing to go over the tax doesn't mean they absolutely will go over the tax, if you, like, notice the slight change. Whereas Lazarus kind of interpreted it as, like, will you go over the tax to sign these guys? And he's saying it sounds like he's saying they're willing to, but it's going to depend. I think the key part of how he answered that question is that they're not going to be swayed by this outstanding regular season, that it's going to depend on how they do in the playoffs. And if they, you know, I think we're pretty sure they're going to win the first round, but say they go out in the second round in five games, then they're going to have some questions to ask themselves about how far they want to go to keep this team together.
Talking with Henry Bushnell of YahooSports.com, the author of the article, The Miracle Reincarnation of the Milwaukee Bucks. You can find it at 1057FMTheFan.com. Henry, when you were doing this article and understanding just the makeup of this team with four guys that are heading to free agency, what do you feel like is the aura around the NBA of these guys? Are they going to be able to do this outside of Milwaukee, or do they believe it is a chemistry-based thing?
You know, I'm not exactly. I think if you were to ask that question around the league, I don't have any like inside info on this. But I think you'd get different answers to that question around the league. I think everybody is of the mindset that what Bud has done with this team has certainly temporarily boosted these guys' values. Now, that doesn't mean they couldn't find another situation elsewhere that would also accentuate their strength and really, you know, play up their abilities. But they are certainly in probably the best situation that they could possibly be in right now. The question will be whether teams think they can replicate that situation elsewhere. And for example, I know there's been rumblings about Indiana possibly being a Chris Middleton suitor. So it's whether those teams think that they can replicate this Bucks situation and use these players in similar ways, it's going to determine whether Middleton gets the max or how much money, you know, Bledsoe has in offers from elsewhere and stuff like that.
So you interviewed all these guys that are in the article, right? You didn't take quotes from somewhere else. You talked to Peter Fagan yourself and all that, right?
Correct.
What's the vibe that you got from some of these guys, like you said, that came from New York or from the Knicks or MGM, as far as their thoughts on Milwaukee then versus their thoughts on Milwaukee now?
So it's interesting. You know, Fagan he's done an outstanding job of, and he's really good at, like, relating to the average fan, I think. And, you know, I was walking around. I came for one day, came for a game, and I was walking around the concourse with him, kind of just, you know, like 20 minutes before the game or so. And he's, you know, he's interacting with fans, and fans are stopping him and taking pictures and stuff. And from what I've heard, you know, he really has done a good job. He's just, like, relating to people around the city too, and getting to know the area, and getting to know whether it's local restaurant owners or people like that. He also, like I think I mentioned this earlier, he definitely does have another side to him that the average fan probably isn't going to see in an interview, or that, you know, that even that I saw in just in walking around with him and talking with him. He, like, when this whole group came in 2014, they were very determined to just change the culture and, you know, increase accountability within the organization on every level, you know, from ticket sales up to, you know, basketball operations, and really everything. But I mean, obviously it seems like they're certainly committed to Milwaukee, and they're taking this in full stride. And they've certainly, I think they would tell you they have made it a point to learn about the area and learn about Wisconsin and learn about Wisconsinites over the past 4 years. And I think they probably have learned a lot. And because, you know, one of the things that Fagan said to me is to have success as a business in Wisconsin or Milwaukee or just in the Midwest in general, you have to be authentic. That's just the only way. Like, they have to be authentic in Milwaukee. It's the only way you can run a successful business in this area of the country. So I think that's what they've tried to tried to do, and I think they're doing a really good job of doing that.
Henry Bushnell of YahooSports.com. We appreciate the time, man. You can follow him on Twitter, at Henry Bushnell. Gary?
Does he got some of binoculars?
You talking about binoculars?
Yeah, you got some of that binoculars money, cuz?
No, I am not. No relation to my Bushnell, no.
Damn. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, we
would
have been talking to a real pro at that point. Right? Would have had to been calling you Sir Henry. We appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Henry joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Guys, I'm still digging out from last week being in Vegas. I missed the story of the Mecca Bar, Sports Bar.
Yeah.
So is that where what they're putting in place of the old Bradley Center, or is that going to be on the other side?
No, it's where the Good City Brewing is, Punch Bowl Social.
Okay, so that's what they're calling it.
Right, that's the bar that's going there. So that's severed from Good City Brewing, or whatever. I think that's what it's called, right?
The brewing place. Yes.
Punch Bowl Social. So that's just another piece of that live block. Entertainment
block. Now we're talking. Just good. Keep pumping them in. I like it. Nice work. That is sweet. And if you want to be
somebody can figure out the Grand Avenue, that'd be nice.
Well, they are. They're redoing the whole inside of that.
Have they started already?
Oh, yeah. They've been working on that for over a year. It's
really?
Off. It's mixed space. So it's offices. Okay. I don't remember.
Nice.
Food hall is on one level. All that fun stuff.
Unbelievable.
Well, the NFL is on a whole other level than the AAFL,
mm-hmm.
or AAF, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But they did all right this weekend.
Okay.
We'll bump into that in about a half hour. But talk about the guys that get paid a lot of money. And the dude that gets paid more than anybody in the league, Aaron Rodgers, next on the Wendy's Big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.